Layer 520, deficit spending and unemployment. Turn left and walk about 4 feet to the beginning of the display. Introductory text reads, deficit spending and unemployment. Government spending and deficits became a major issue early in FDR's second term. Administration decisions about spending had drastic consequences, consequences that spurred debate about the connection between government expenditures and economic growth. That debate continues today. Government spending over time is shown along the bottom of the graph in blue in billions of dollars, while the unemployment percentage of the civilian labor force is shown with a red line at the top. At the bottom of the graph is a series of text panels at waist level, which jut out from the wall on an angle about 12 inches. Beginning in 1933, when FDR takes office, the graph shows government spending totaled $4.6 billion, with an unemployment rate of 24.9%. Government spending rises steadily to $8.4 billion in 1936, with a corresponding decrease in the unemployment rate to 16.9%. This was due to FDR vastly expanding the federal government's role in the nation's economy. About 5 feet along, on the left, the graph shows how the unprecedented jobs programs like the CCC and WPA put millions of people to work. In 1937, FDR believed the economy had turned a corner and federal stimulus spending was no longer needed. The results were disastrous. A decrease in spending through 1938 yielded a 19% unemployment rate. As spending fell and interest rates rose, economic activity dropped steeply, leading FDR's critics to call it the Roosevelt Recession. FDR reversed course in 1938 to align with the new theories of economist John Maynard Keynes, who argued governments should run large budget deficits during recessions to stimulate demand. 4 feet further down the line, to September 1939, when World War II began, FDR increased defense spending to prepare the nation should it be drawn into the conflict. As military spending rose, the government ran ever larger budget deficits, stimulating activity throughout the American economy. Unemployment fell from 19% in 1938 to 9.9% in 1941, with government spending rising to $13.3 billion in 1941 when America entered the war. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.